Thank you and good afternoon. There are now only two candidates for the 3rd District Supervisor seat following an announcement from former candidate Mark Wheatley. Wheatley issued a statement saying that he has decided to withdraw his candidacy due to a number of personal and professional obligations. The Arcata City Council member thanked supporters and said he will continue to serve on the City Council. Wheatley was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in January after he was pulled over for speeding on State Route 255 near Navy Base Road. The Eureka City Council meets on Tuesday night, and the council is expected to approve the next steps in tackling the homelessness issue in the city. After joining the County Board of Supervisors in a joint meeting held last week to receive feedback on a Housing First plan, the council is set to approve Phase 1 of the Homeless Strategy and Implementation Plan created by the Focus Strategies consulting firm. The council is also set to approve the appropriation of $250,000 from the Housing Successor Fund. The council is also expected to direct staff to prepare a joint resolution with the County Board of Supervisors to implement the Housing First plan on a community-wide scale. A Eureka resident suffered head injuries following an assault during a home invasion robbery at his residence on California Street Sunday night. Officers with the Eureka Police Department responded to California Street close to Highland Avenue, and the victim told officers that five suspects, three of whom were armed, entered the house. One of the suspects pistol-whipped the victim and all five began rummaging through the residence, stealing glass pipes, electronic cigarettes, and marijuana paraphernalia. The suspects then fled the scene in a vehicle described as a white Ford Bronco. Police believe the robbery was targeted and not a random occurrence. The victim was evaluated by medical staff at the scene and didn't require transportation to the hospital. Anyone with information related to the robbery is asked to contact authorities. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office have now opened a homicide investigation into the remains that were discovered in Hoopa on Thursday. A passerby on Redwood Grove discovered the remains and law enforcement personnel were dispatched to the scene to confirm that the remains were human. The coroner's office recovered the remains, however, the cause of the death and the details surrounding it remain unknown as the investigation continues. Dan Squire has news on the county budget.
The county has released the details on its 5-year strategic plan, a plan that will be discussed at tomorrow's supervisors' meeting. And even if things turn out for the best over the next 5 years, the county could be facing a structural budget deficit of more than $1 million. The county will be more than $5 million in the hole at the end of this year, and the structural deficit could increase in the coming years. The worst-case scenario for the county could see a deficit of more than $10 million by 2021, while a moderate forecast shows a deficit of just over $3 million. You can find the details on the county website, where staff have launched the new open budget application. It allows residents to check where revenue is generated and where money is spent, including general fund money, Measure Z revenue, and public works.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In southern Humboldt, Old Briceland Road has been reopened after work crews spent most of the afternoon clearing the roadway. County officials closed down Old Briceland Road for the weekend after slight activity made the road unstable. The roadway, however, is now clear for passage. Highway 299 near Big French Creek Road in Trinity County remains limited to one-way control traffic for motorists after that stretch of roadway experienced more slight activity over the weekend as well. The stretch of roadway was completely closed down earlier this morning as Caltrans work crews cleared the roadway to a point where one-way control traffic opened up this afternoon. Motorists should anticipate 10 to 15 minute delays, and delays are also expected on Highway 299 near Burnt Ranch Road. Mendocino deputies are investigating a shooting that occurred at a residence near school grounds at the Round Valley Elementary School in Covelo on Thursday. Deputies responded to a residence on Henderson Lane Thursday morning and detained several men at the scene and located several handgun cartridge casings on the property. Witnesses told deputies that a fight occurred between two groups of men and it escalated to a point where shots were fired. However, no property damage or injuries were reported in the incident. The shooting caused school administration to lock down both the high school and the elementary school for an hour while deputies investigated the scene. The detainees were released by law enforcement, and at this time, no arrests have been made in the incident. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.